Now we're starting Simen Tov Mem Beis. Tov Mem Beis deals with Tauves Chometz. Now, the whole Simen Tov Mem Beis is based upon the Shittas Rambam. And in the Shittas Rambam, there is a machlekes between the Magid Mishneh and the Kesef Mishneh. And of course, the Mechabad is the Kesef Mishneh. So this Simen Tov Mem Beis is expressive of the Shittas Rambam according to the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat. According to the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam Paskin, that insofar as the love of Bal Yehoye, Bal Yemotze is concerned, so it applies to Taruves Chometz of Min Shaloi B'Minei, even if the rov is non-chometz, but the chometz gives it time in the matri. So then one is either bal yiroi bal yimotzi, and even if taruves is not a taruves of yeshkel kazai of the achlas pras, in order to be chayev malkes or to be chayev kores. So then there has to be taruves of kazai v'achilas pras. In each unit of the taruves, there should be in other words, in a pras. What is a pras? So according to one shite, a pras is 3 beitzim. According to the other shite, a pras is 4 beitzim. And kazai is, according to most rishenim, is half a beitzim. If we say that pras is 4 beitzim, so kadais b'chde achilas pras means that in each unit of the taruves there is a ratio of 1 to 8. If we say pras is if we say pras is 3 beitzim, so kazai v'achilas pras is in the ratio of 1 to 6. And if we say that kazai is a shlish beitzo, that's the Rambam shite, most Rishonim say kazai is chotzi beitzo. But if we say that kazai is a shlish beitzo, and assuming that pras is gimel beitzim, that's the Rambam shite, so then Kalachas Pras is in the ratio of 1 to 9. And if we metzarev the two shittes, that Kazai is Shlish Beitzo and Pras is Dalet Beitzim, then it's in the ratio of 1 to 12. So the biggest chumre in Kazai v'Dechalas Pras is if it's in the ratio of 1 to 12. But suppose that Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 13, then one could certainly not be Chayev Malkus. So, according to the Kesef Mishneh, the Shittas Rambam is that he couldn't be Chayv Malkes, because if it's not Kazai v'Dechalas Pras, there couldn't possibly be a tziof of eating a Kazais in the shiur, in the course of the time that it takes an average person to eat a Pras. So the Kesef Mishneh Shita is, that's only in regard to Achille. So Mimele, if it's less than Kazai v'Achilas Pras, there couldn't be any Malkes, and there couldn't even be the love of Chometz, only an Isar of Chotzi Shio. Mashinken li Gabei Bali Roy Bali Motze, then we don't have to resort to Tziruf. I mean, the Chometz is in his possession. So it's mitzura veimed. So mimele, according to the Kesef Mishneh's pshat in the Rambam shite is that any taruves of min shaloi b'minei, as long as the chometz gives a tam in the non chometz tam kiker, even if the taruves is less than the ratio of 1 to 12, even if it is in the ratio of 1 to 20, even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 50, so then as long as it gives a tam, so is eva bal yoy bal motz, except if it's in the ratio of 1 to 60 and 1, so then he doesn't give it tam, and even if he gives it tam, the tam is a tam kolush. So then, of course, he's not even baliroi. But according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam, one is even baliroi and taruves chometz, even if the taruves is not in the ratio of kazai v'dechelas pras, as long as it gives a tam, as long as it doesn't have shishim. If it has shishim, so then it doesn't give it tam. That's the Kesef Mishnah Pshat and Ram. The Magid Mishnah Pshat and Rambam is different. That the Rambam Shita is that even Ligabei Balroi Balimotzei, so if the Kazayis is less than in the ratio of Kazay of the Chelas Pras, so then he's not even Balroi Balimotzei. But the Kesef Mishnah, so the Machaber, there's the Kesef Mishnah, so he paskens like his pshat in the Rambam that there is bali roye bali motze in the taruves chometz, as long as the chometz gives the tam in the taruves, tam chometz in taruves, there is no shishim, even if it's less than kadai v'chelas pras. So the mechaber says as follows: taruves chometz even olof mishum bali roye bali motze kigei hamuyes v'kusach habavli. Muyes is a taruves chometz, is a mixture that is made by mixing, let's say, mixing baked flour to and water and the fats of fish. That's muyes. And kutzach and kutzach habavli is made by mixing let's say milk and with forms of bread. So all these things Sheikh Hamadi is it taruves chometz. V'chol chayitzi me'ilu midvar manacholim. So he's even bali roi bali motz, and according to the psak of the mechaber, even if it's that taruves is less than daiv dechelas pras, avol dovor sheyish b'taruves chometz vein rolu la'achile muta likaymi pesach kein arives avaftonin shenosan liseiche kemach v'eireis afilu nosnon shoachas kidens manabio hareize muta hareize muta likaymi, because it's nifsel ma'achile, it doesn't have ishem eichel, so mele is allowed to keep that chometz that it came so putrid that it's not adapted for eating, so then there is no use to keep that chometz on Pesach. Vim lo yotzan ha'eris vim nosan ha'kemach kidim gim yomim lishas ha'bio muta likaimei shari nifsat v'hivish tich but suppose that is but if it is teir gimul yomim, so is chayv levaya v'chein, because then it's not niftel ma'achil v'chein akilo v'ortie v'aspelonis v'atrikia shenosan lezich chometz muta likaimem v'pesach shari nifsat tzuras chometz. So this aloche is a chiddush. It's mentioned by the Rambam. The Ravet is chilik and the whole din. The Rambam mentions two kinds of chometz that you are allowed to keep. One is when it's nifsel ma'achile, so it pocket shemeich. That's it din in kolaterekule. Then the Rambam mentions something else, even if it's not nifsel ma'achile, but if it doesn't have the tzura of a chometz. In other words, suppose you washed clothes with grain starch, you know, shirts sometimes. You wash with grain starch. I mean, usually we use corn starch, I mean, today. But it's possible to wash clothes with grain starch. And sometimes you get a shirt from the laundry, a clean shirt on Monday, so you see particles of starch on the collar of the shirt. So, how about keeping such a shirt on Pesach? So the Rambam says, The Rambam says that the beged shekipsei b'chilef chito, b'chilef chito. So then you're allowed to keep it, and it's mutabanoi. So why? Because he doesn't have the tzur of a chametz. It doesn't look like an eichel. It looks like a shirt. Even if you see particles of starch, it still does not have the tzure of chametz. So the Ravid is masik. The Ravid says, of course, there is no bal yiroye, it's mutabanoye, because a beged that you washed with grain starch, so then is nifshel machilas galef. It's not all achile. So what is the pshat in the Ram? Pshat in the Ram is like this. When the Gemara says nifshel machilas galef, it doesn't mean that a kelev is the only animal who is the criterion whether it's hezishem eich or not. A kelev is an animal, but there are other animals also. And the Gemara mentions nifshel machilas galef, that means not only is it the kind of an eichel that is so putrid that a human being will reject it, even a kelev is not so sensitive. He eats everything. So even if a kelev will reject it, so it's also not an eichel. But, let's say, paper and certain kind of clothes, goats will eat it. So mele, it's not considered nifshel machilas kelev. It has to be nifshel machilas animals. Suppose a kelev doesn't eat paper, he doesn't like paper, but there are animals like goats who do like paper, who do like clothes. So mele mitzad aloche of nifshel machilas kelev, so he would still be eva bal yiroye, he would be osa banoy. But there is another aloche, according to the Rambam, of tzuras chametz. If it has to look like chametz, if it doesn't look like chametz, even if it's not nifshel machilas kelev, or it's there are certain animals who will eat it, so but still there is no bal yiroye and there is no yisar anoy. So avol dovo, so he says v'chein akilo v'artio v'aspelonis v'atrikia v'shenosan l'sich chomets mutar l'kaimen v'pesach sh'arei nifsad tzuras ha-chomets sh'arei tzuras ha-chomets ha-pas atzmo sh'yifsho v'nifselo milechil ha-kelev u'milugmo sh'nisricho enechai v'vaya. That's the aloha of tismach l'ha-kelev. Godim she'kifso yisom v'chelef chito. Here the Mechaba mentions the Rambam's example. Sometimes you have a kind of glue, sometimes, it's not the usual thing, that is made from a mixture of flour and water. So it's chometz. But, so usually it's probably nifshel machilas kelev too, but suppose it's not nifshel machilas kelev, suppose a kelev or other animals will eat it, so it's still mutar to keep it. Let's say those things that are glued with a mixture of flour and water. Why? Because it doesn't look like chometz. It doesn't have the appearance of chometz. So is mutar v'chein yore shedovke yisom v'chometz v'chol chayetze b'ze mutar l'kaimu v'pesach she'in tzuras ha-chometz v'malez v'lochim mutar l'dabik n'yoreis b'chalein t'ichlam l'pesach v'yeish. Why? Because it doesn't have the appearance of chometz. So the mechaba paskens like Yishitus Rambam, because the Ravid is chilek and the whole aloche of tzuras ha-chometz. V'yeish machmirin im nirem bachutz. In other words, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, a shirt that was washed in grain starch, if particles of grain starch are visible on the collar, so then before Pesach, we are mechuyev to remove those particles of grain starch from the collar. Because if it's nire, so mimele, the Trumas HaDeshen says, it's considered to have a tzuras chometz. דבר שנסערב בי חומץ ונמח לודם כלל וישעיני מייכל כלודם כי נטריקה וחייץ בי אף על פי שמותר לי קיימי עושה לא אוכלי עד אחר הפסח is so not words if something is nifsel ma'achile nifsel ma'achile skelep so then so then it's still also lochle. In other words, he says the mechaber says two things. Dovah sheni sar bechomer zin machlo odom klal oy sheni machlo kol odom kinatrike v'chayitze bei. Even though it's not nifsel ma'achile skelep, but it's still mutali kaimi. But of course, it is also lochle ad achar pesach. But even if it's nifsel machlas kelev, it's still osa lochle ad achar pesach. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says that nifsel machlas kelev, that is mafkia de shemeichel, is only mehane ligabi bali roi bali motzei, to that we should be allowed to keep it, and even it's mutabanoye, but bachile there is no eta. Why? Because if a person decides to eat something that is nifsel machiles kelef, but the fact that he decides to eat it, it means it's adapted for his achile. So mele, too, it's nifsel machiles kelef, but it's not nifsel machiles odom. Because of that, there are certain kind of fluids that have alcohol. So if the alcohol is not grain alcohol, so it's muta. But if the alcohol is grain alcohol, even though some say it's nifsel machiles kelev, the answer is no. You cannot apply the heter of nifsel machiles kelev here, because alcohol is nifsel machiles kelev, but it's not nifsel machiles odom. Because human beings, shikurim, drunks, so they like alcohol. They like alcohols. Nifsel machiles kelev means it's so putrid that not only a human being will reject it, even a kelev will reject it. But if it is the kind of a thing that the caliph will reject it, because the caliph is not a drunk, but a human being, a drunk, will drink it, so then it's not nifsel machiles kelev. So he says, so Mimele the Rosh says, even if it is nifsel machiles kelev, and no human being will eat it, and the caliph will not eat it, but if a certain person, for some reason, decides to eat it, call him crazy, call him abnormal, call him whatever you want, but it's adapted for his achille, so it's achsheve. So mimele, it's not shayach to say that it's nifsel machiles kelev, it's pocket Hashem Eichel. It's like alcohol, grain alcohol, that a kelev will reject and a human being will not reject. So the chiddush of the Rosh is that even if it is something that all other human beings will reject it, but this human being decided to eat it, so, and they'll enjoy it too. You see, not so. Rav Chaim Eizer says, suppose a human being takes it as a medication, then the Rosh wouldn't say achsheve. Achsheve means if he takes it because he likes it. So then it's not nifsel machilas this odom. But if this person takes it because it's a medication, so he doesn't enjoy it, but he can't help it. He has to get better. So Rav Chaim Eizer means it of a portion. So Rav Chaim Eizer says, then we cannot apply the concept of achshavah. But if he takes it because he likes it, so even though no one else will like it, and everybody else will reject it, but relative to this person, it is not nifsel machilas odom. So mimele, it's not shayach to say nifsel machilas kelev. So va'afal pi shemutal kaimi osel ochla dacha pesach va'afal, even if it's nifsel machilas kelev, va'afal pi sheim bim na'achomis ala kol shu hari osel ochle ulkamon simen tof mem zayin sivdalet ba'agoye yizboya יש חילקים ומתירים in his battle kin la pesach vi hoche kan lo. In other words, he says so he says vi afal pi ואף על פי שאם במנחום אצל כלשהו הרי זה עושה לאוכלי, הרי זה עושה לאוכלי. So that משמע that on Pesach you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because even though there is mashu, and even if the Aruves took place before Pesach, but many Rishenim say, and there's the Psak of the Ramo, by Lar Belach, by Yovishnat, but by Lar Belach, there's the Psak of the Ramo, that we do not say Chizavaniya. There are some Rishenim who say Chizavaniya. So even though the Aloch is Chometz, Kedem HaPesach, is bottled Bishishim, but that only applies to eating it Erev Pesach. But on Pesach, so it's Chizavaniya, and it's considered it as if the Taruves took place on Pesach itself, so then it has a Mashu. But most Rishenim say there is no aloche of Chizavaniya. So there is no aloch of Chizavaniya by Lar Belach. So mele, because the Mechaba said, also aloch ladacha Pesach, va'afal pishayim b'mnachom etzal kolshu, a Mashu. Harizos aloch lay, even if the Taruves took place before Pesach. That means that the Mechaba here assumes like the Shite that we say Chizavaniya. So the Ramo says, will come and simen tof memzayin, sitale, bagoy, izboya, the yeish, חילקין ומתירין אם נסבטל קדם הפסח נפצלח בלח לר בלח means even distribution. So then we say חיזה וניה, so even though there is a משהו, but on פסח itself you're allowed to eat it. והוכה קמלון שייך השאויסים מחיתים וסירים חיובים לברי וחיין עם המת גביניס Michal bichalo in vinegar. If the cheese was stabilized by vinegar that was made from chometz, from sheikh oseirim or chitim, is chayv levarom. Why is it chayv levarom? Because dovar amaymid afilu belef lebottle. So if it's a dovar amaymid, so it's considered as if it's the ben itself. Some mele there is a chiyuv to be mivaya. Friday, 7th of Membei Sivov. Noagu ligare haksolim vakiseis shenoga bohen chometz v'yesh lem al mashi yismecho. In other words, there is a mineg by Jewish women throughout the generations to scrape off the chometz from the chairs and the walls in the house. Not that they are mechuyif to do it, you know, there's a story, whether it's true or not, but about Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskins Rebetzin. She was a great tzaddikus. So before Pesach, she used to scrape the walls, the tables, the chairs, and Rabbi Yeshua Leib once said to her, "What are you doing? Why do you machmir more than all the paskin? So she said, if the Jewish women had relied on the psokim of today's paskim, so all the Jewish men and women would be eating chometz. Well, it's an anecdote, but it's not chas v'sholem that we have to be machmir above the din. But there are certain things that were not mechuyev. But it has a basis in chumras. Sometimes one is machmir and it has no basis. So that kind, that's frumkeit, that's against the din. Frumkeit that is not based upon the din. But a chumra that has a basis in the din, that's all right. So here the Mechaba says, Noagu ligare raksolim vakiseis shenoga ben chometz v'yesh lemal meshiyes mechu, because there is a smach from the Yerushalmi. Otherwise it should be stopped, you know, just fumkai that is based upon emotions and not based upon aloche has to be stopped. But this one is not mechuyev to scrape off chometz from the chairs because it's bottle mail of. But if somebody is machmir, he's tovi olav broche. So that's why the Mechaba says, v'yesh lemel mashi yismichu, v'im yesh chomets b'sedek, shen yochel lechatit achov, yati acholov me'atit. But suppose he cannot scrape off, it is so impregnated sometimes, chomets is impregnated into the chair and so on, so you can't, so then he should coat it with something. But it has a basis. No one is mechuyev to do it. If somebody has a shailem and mechuyev, he should be told no, because something that is, we'll be learning soon, something that is less than a kazais, and he doesn't care for it, so he's bottle mail off, so even the rabbonon is not mechuyev to mevaya. But since there is aloche, a mitzvah of being mevaya chometz, so even in case where it's bottle mail off, but he has a kima mitzvah if he's mevaya it. So that's why the Mechaba says, v'yesh lemo mashis mecho, otherwise it has to be stopped. If it's not based upon the aloche, it's against the aloche. V'im yesh chometz b'sedek shen yochel lechat itachov, yati acholof ma'atit. Botzeik shebisit ki arevo, in itvo, you know, during the course of the year, you use chometz, you make all kinds of mixes, and the tvor has cracks. Suppose some dough stuck in the crack, and it's very hard, you know, to remove it. Botzik shebisit ki arevo, so then it depends. Im yesh kazayis b'mokem me'achot chayv levaya. If in one crack there is a kshio kazayis of dough, so then is mechuyev to mevaya. V'im loy, but suppose he's not, it's not kazayis mokmechot, imo yo osu lechazik, but let's say there are many cracks, let's say cracks, there are five cracks in the trough. So in each crack there is 1/5 of kazayis. So together al the tziruf, in all the cracks together in total, there is a kazayis. But in each crack itself, there is only 1/5 of a kazayis. So im yesh kazayim mechad chay levaya v'im loy. So in each crack there is no kazayis, but al the tziruf, in all the cracks together, there is a kazayis. Im hoyo osu lechazik b'shivri arevo oy listim b'nekev botel b'miute. So in other words, if the crack is used to fill up the crack, because otherwise it will leak and it will be impossible to use it to make a mix in it. So mele, since the dough that fills up the crack serves a function, it's like a plug, it's like a piece of rag that is put in a hole to fill up the hole, so then it becomes bottled to the tvor, and it becomes like a piece of metal with which you filled up the hole. So then he's not mechuyev to mevaya, even though al beitziruf kele. So there'll be kazayis in all the pieces of drought together. So is bottle mute vim loy. So imo yosu chaz b'shiva avei roi listi b'nekev is bottle mute. So he doesn't have to be mevayered, because it becomes bottled to the drought, and it's to be treated like a piece of metal with which you covered up a hole. Vim loy, but if it's not used to fill up the crack in the tvor, so it doesn't become part and parcel of the tvor. So in view of the fact that al v'tziruv there is a kazayis, so mele is chay levaya. But most poskim say, if even al v'tziruv there is less than a kazayis, there is a machlekes, but most poskim say that when is a chayv levaya, if it's not used to fill up the crack, only if all the tziruf there is a kazayis, but if it is so small, the door that fills up the cracks in the floor, that even all the tziruf together, all the pieces of door in all the cracks do not constitute a kazayis, then it's not mechuyev to mivaya. Why? Because even though it's not to be considered as part and parcel of the tefillah, but since even al itself it's less than kazayis, so then it's bottled b'miute, and we don't have to worry about it. But of course, mitzad mizachsides, so there is an inyan to b'mivaya, even to scrape off from the walls and from the chairs. But here the Mechaba is talking about the Ikar Adin, not about Midas Chesedes. Hoyu boi shnei chatzoi zeisim bibeiz mekei meis v'chut shol botzik b'neiem. So in other words, you have two half of a kazayis of dough in a certain place, and there is one chut of dough separating. Rain, cold sheet. So in other words, if the two halves of the kazayis are to be considered as one, then it has a chshives, and it's not bottled by me itself, so it has to be mevaya. But if they're not to be considered as one, so then they're not mitzurev, mimele, he doesn't have to mevaya. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the two halves of the kazayis are to be treated as one piece or as two pieces? Rein, kol shil yinot lachut nitli nimei chayv levaya. So that's a raya, that it's one piece. Vim lo yin tzor levaya. Bamed vor mameirim ba'arevo. Because ba'arevo, so if the two pieces of dough are separate pieces, not one piece, and they're not going to be combined together, not likely to be combined together, so merely they become bottle bimute by themselves, and it's not mechuyev levaya. But avol bibayis, suppose you have on the floor, you have let's say in one corner, in this corner, you have half a kazayis of chometz, and then the other corner on the floor, you have another half a kazayis of dough of chometz. So then you are mechuyev to mivaya. Why? Because the floor is likely to be swept, and when you sweep the floor, then in all probability, the two halves will come together and will join into one kazayis. So mimele you'll be there, because there will be one kazayis together in a kele, so they're not likely to be joined together. One is in one crack and the other one is in another crack. But if it's in the bayis on the floor, so then by sweeping it, so they'll be joined together. So mimele, it's considered like one piece, and as one piece it has a kazayis, we are mechuyev to be mevaya. One is on the lower floor and one is upstairs. Vukim b'keisel b'keiris or b'karkois ein echayev levaya elo mevatlei b'libe b'dai. In other words, but if they are mamishtolush, they're not even attached to the wall and they just are lying there, then is mechuyev to mevaya, because there is still a possibility. I mean, he'll sweep the floor downstairs and then the floor upstairs, and then they'll be joined together. So as long as there is a possibility that they'll be joined together in one kazayis, so mele it's not bottled b'miute by itself, and mele is mechuyev to mevaya. Chomet shenisapeish kedem zman isure v'nifsal ma'achilas hakelev oy shesofe beish kedem zmani v'nechach achin rol likelef o yishiyerde liyishivo v'tocho izabitit muta likami pesach. So if chometz became nisapish, became putrid, and it was nifsal not only machilas Sodom, but even machilas kelef, even a kelef will reject it because it's putrid, so then it's pokad shemeichel, or he burned it, so it's also nifsal machilas kelef. So the Ramo puts in, that's from the Ran, kedem zmani. In other words, suppose after this man is a chometz, the person will burn chometz, so then the ashes are osa banoi, because since it was already became osa and it was rol achile, when the isa chometz was chal, so mimele it requires bio and it remains osa banoi. But if it became nifsul machilas kelef, let's say erev Pesach in the morning before the Yisar Anoy of Chometz, so then it's the Shemeichel is Poka, and there is no Chiyuv of Biro, and it's Muta Banoy. But the Mechaber mentions two things. One is, if it was Nifl Machilas Kelef Kedem Manisurei, and then Oishiyirdei Liyishivo Vitocho Yisibitit, that's also is Muta Likami Pesach, even if it's still Rol Achilas Kelef. That's because of the other halacha that Rambam mentions of tzuras chometz. So even if it's rol achilas kelef, but if he doesn't have the tzure of chometz, so then it's also muta banoy and it's not chay bibir. Dioyishu mevushol bishei choseir, ink that was cooked in beer of barley of chometz is mutalichtebe. Why? Because again, it's in holy sea afrikalef. Some mele there is no use of chometz. Arevi shaloshim bem chometz, the chvors in which you mix chometz in ismechal masherichatzine isom bechamin umnakren achometz men. Ki efshalin akon shel yeshoya beir behen bin hakel kazais veaklim tzalpi. So there is this a special aloche. Unless the piece of chometz that fills up a crack in it raw is can be treated like a piece of metal that with which you put a patch that with which you filled up the hole, but otherwise there is silf, even though they're not likely to be joined together, but they are silf al dekele haklim mitzarfom. Some mele he says vaklim mitzarfei. Some mele he has to give way the tvor to a goy. Vitzorich litnom b'maton eleine Yehudi ad lachar haPesach ulitechon bitit. So then it will not have vitzuras chometz. V'oadin liposik shebitlinisorim shiniyoche leitziei. V'teiv la'asis kein b'keilim shmanichim b'em kemach kol hashono. Now it doesn't mean kemach is not chometz, but it means if there is, let's say, some moisture that came in contact with that kemach. V'chein b'kelim shemanichim b'em pas kol hashono. In other words, a basket in which you put in pastries the whole year. So there are pieces of chometz in the basket. So, and it's impossible to clean them out. Shemanichim p'em pas kol hashono. U'mapo sho'imunachas al sa kemach v'imhanali niyo. So because you will not be able to clean it out very well, so then the only way to do it is to wash it. Utzrichen kibus kedi lishtamish oleo b'pesach. Din chometz b'pesach v'achar sheish. Chometz mishei shoyis ulemailo b'yein yudaled oser banoe. So the Mechaber, I mean, and most Rishenim, except for Balamoya, Balayito, Paschal like Rabbi Yudi, that Chometz Kedem Zmanei, that means Erev Pesach La'ach HaSeis, is also Midaraisa, and there is a Lav Deraisa, there is a Chiyuv Malkes, and Lisech, the Lav is implicit in the Posik, Lisech, all of Chometz, all of means Al Korban Pesach, from the moment that the Korban Pesach is only korev, that means chaseis, so chomets is also ba'achile ba'anoel. Chomets m'sheishali solemailo b'yim yudalet also ba'anoel. Afilu chemtzei shalene yehudi also lenismen. Not only chomets of Yisrael is also ba'anoel, even chomets of Inochri is also ba'anoel. The Osrus, that's me the rice, after Chassis. The Osru Chachomim, Shtei Shois Kedu. Now there's two Shois before that. The Haine Mitchila Shoei. So, in other words, from Bachile Itzosea, 2 hours after, I mean before Chassis. That means in an equinox day, so Itzosa Bachile at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock. But most Rishonim say that it's like in all shoyis of the Torah, so it is to be calculated on the basis of the length of the day. That's called zmanis. In other words, the length of the day, whether it consists of 12 hours, like an equinox day, or it consists of 16 hours, or 8 hours, is to be divided into 12 halakim. And that means that Yosru Chachomim Shtei Shoeis Kedem, so that means after 4 Shoeis, a third of the day. So it's the same Zman as the Zman Tfile. Zman Tfile is a third of the day. So Bachile Yitzosea, Bachile Yitzosea, after a third of the day. So an equinox day, it's 10 o'clock. And if it's not an equinox day, so you have to calculate it on the basis of the length of the day. Of course, according to the Mog Avraham, it is to be calculated not on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset, but on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaGichon. So Vasro Chachomim Shtei Shois Kedem, why were the Chachomim Geza? Because Mishum Yim Amunon, sometimes it's a very cloudy day, so a person might make a mistake. The Haine Mitchila Shohei, Umiyu. So after 10 o'clock in an equinox day, it's Osa Bachile, but it's Muta Banoi until 11 o'clock. Umiyu Kol Shohei Muta Banoi, Virashoi Limeichei. Lein Yehudi. It's in other words, until the 6th hour, until 11 o'clock, let's say in equinox day, so it's muta anoye, so he's allowed to sell it to a goy. Vafil haba biyachat, shevadal yechlenu kinim pesach. Even though we know that it's impossible that the goy should eat it and consume it before Pesach, so it's still muta, because once it belongs to the goy, so there is no balioi. V'yochei la'achile libheimo chayaveiv until shor shishis uvilvat sheyamid aleihem lireis shelo yatzniu mimenu v'yivaya ma sheyishiru mimenu umitchila shor vovel mailo. But after the 6th hour, that means after 11 o'clock in an equinox day, אסרו גם בנוי. ובשנסו יבו שהיים אורוך, let's say like this year, so then ערב פסח is more than an equinox day. So, אילו הדלת שויס לפיינגן היים, according to the, it varies according to the length of the day. ומותר לאכל חומץ השליש היים. So it's the same שיעור, זמן אכילה is the same שיעור as the זמן תפילה. And of course, according to Mog Avraham, that we have to calculate Ligabi's Mantfile on the basis of the length of the day from the Shachar Tzitzak Chovim. So in regard to the Yisra Achille Erev Pesach, also in the same way has to be calculated on the basis of the length of the day from Amud HaShachar to Tzitzak Chovim. Rambam Firosh HaMishni. Then the Ramo mentions Shittes HaRishenim, the Trumas HaDeshen, in other words, whereas according to the first lashon, so it's manias, and it varies according to the length of the day, So Bishnaso Yibo, when it's more than an equinox day, so then it varies according to the Inyanayim. But the other Shita says, Ad Veisho is Kedem Chatzis, that it's always Shavuos, always Shavuos. In other words, that even if it's a long day, even if it is 14 hours long, so still you're allowed to eat chometz until 10 o'clock. Until 10 o'clock, you're always allowed to eat chometz. Of course, usually, most of the time, that shit is a kule. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out, sometimes it's a kule. Now, all that the Ramo says, the Thomas Adesha mentions, Ligabi di Isa Chometz, so it's obvious, always 10 o'clock. Whether it's long or short, whether the day is equinox, 12 hours or 14 hours, sometimes it might be 10 hours, that's also possible in certain mikemes. So you're allowed to eat Chometz till 10 o'clock. But that does not necessarily mean that according to Thomas Adesha, in all the zmanim of the Torah, let's say Ligabi Krishma, Ligabi Tfile, so it's always Shavuos. However, the Meir Uktzio, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Sefer, and the Tur Shulchan Aruch, he assumes that this Shite is by the Trumas Adeshen, that it's always Bei Shois Kedem Chaseis Shavuos. I mean, 10 o'clock is not only a Aloche Din in Isa Chometz, but it's in all shoyis of the Torah, Ligabe Krishma and Ligabe Tfile. In other words, Rav Yaakov Emden says that Zman Krishma, summer, winter, is always 9 o'clock. And he says that that's the Shita of the Yeshem. But this is a big, big Chiddush, because all the Thomas Adeshen says is that Ligabed Yisa Chomes, it's always Beisho is Kedem Chaseis. So we could say, because the Yisa Chomes is based upon the Choshe of Yem Amunon, so people might make a mistake. So Mimele, there has to be a fixed hour, because it's based upon the Choshe of Yem Amunon. Mashein Kein Ligabed the determination of choice of the Torah, Ligabi Krishma, Ligabi Tfilah, so the Thomas Adeshen will be made. But the Meir Uktzio says that according to the, that Yeshemrim, so all choice of the Torah are to be considered a Shavuos. Shavuos. Let's, Zman Krishma is always 9 o'clock. But like this, the Meir Uktzio is a yochid, but there are other achrenim. I don't know of any rishenim who say that it's Shavuos, but the Karaneiro has the same shite. The Karaneiro has the same shite, and as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that all shoyis of the theory is Shavuos, but that's contrary to the Rambam and to all the rishenim. And Rabbi Yankele Kaliner has a tshuva. Only mentions Ligabid Isa Chometz, so we could limit it to Isa Chometz, because that's based upon the Choshe of Yem Amun. Yisroel Shehoyo Biyodei Chemtzei Shal Yisroel Acher B'Pikodin. Suppose one Jew was the Shemer of another Jew. Let's say Ruvain deposited his Chometz with Shimen. So, and then it's Erev Pesach, and he doesn't hear from the Baalim. What should he do with it? Should he destroy it? Should he do this? Should he do that? He doesn't hear from him. So the Sheimer has to keep it Yakvenu Achohei. In other words, he should keep it until it's also Banoi, until 11 o'clock, let's say, next day, but if 11 o'clock is approaching, so then yimkeren aleinu Yehudi. So then he should sell it. So to any Yehudi, it's based upon the Gemara in Psochim of Rabbi Yechanan Chakuko. So then that, so the Gemara says that he should sell it. So in order to be mizake the Yisrael, otherwise he'll lose his money because all the chometz will be forfeited and to be osa banoy after Pesach. So mimele the shemer should sell it. Bim limochre chayef libare bisman yisurei v'afilu imene chayef b'chiyusei. So the shemer is not either. This is not chosid of a poshut either. In other words, the Gemara says shalichoy atareye aval atareye shalachirim bishal gaveya. So in other words, if a Yisrael is a shemer for the chometz of a goy, and if the shemer was not bikavla achayes, whether it's nevaveda or pshia, whatever, so then he's not even balyoy. How about a Yisrael who is a shemer for a Yisrael? Do we also say the same thing if Ruvain is the nifket and Shimon is the mafkit? So and Ruvain was not bikavla achayes for the chometz of Shimon. Is do we apply the same aloche of atarei shel achirim? So many rishonim teis v'shita is, and many rishonim agree with teis v'es that when the Gemara says shalchoy atarei av atarei shel achirim, so shel achirim doesn't mean dafki goyim. Achirim means not your ibn achirim Yisrael. So one Jew is not aver. And Bal Yoroye, if he keeps in his home the chometz of another Jew, as long as he wasn't mikablachais. However, the Bior Agro, he shita is, and that's mashma from the Loshon of Rashi in Psochim Davov, that Aval Atarei Shel Achirim applies only to Goy, Achirim, because usually Achirim in Gemara means Goy. So only if somebody has in his possession the chometz belonging to a goy, if he wasn't mikabla achayes, not even bal yoroi. But if one Jew has in his possession the chometz of another Jew, even though he was not mikabla achayes, so he's even bal yoroi. But most rishonim agree with Tosfos that shlachirim is not limited dafke to goyim, but even to a Jew. But even according to the goyim, a paskens like Rashi. Now, but this aloche that is mentioned on Oroch, v'im loimoche is chayev livayer livare bizman yisurei afilim nechayev b'chiyusei, it means even according to the shita of Tosfos that one Jew is not even bal yoroi on the chometz that he has in his possession belonging to another Jew, but since Kol Yisroel Arevim and one is Mechuyev to be Mafriz, the other Jew from Yisrael, so he is Mechuyev to be Mivayer if the 11 o'clock is approaching. So either he sells it, or and if he didn't sell it, he's Mechuyev to Mivayer it. Not because he's Eva Bal Yoroi, according to the other Rishenim, except for Rashi, he's not even Bal Yoroi, but because Kol Yisroel Arevim Zelaze, Leafrish, the other Jew, the owner from Isa. Now, on what right, well, how does he have a legal right to sell? After all, the Balim didn't authorize him. So the Arishenim who say it's on the basis of Zochan Leodom Shaloi, before of it's his chus for the Jew to sell the chometz, otherwise it will be forfeited and it will be osa banoye. So it's for his benefit. But as the Kseis points out, there is a machlekes rishenim whether we say zochin meyodom. Zochin meyodom. So there are some rishenim who hold we only say zochin leyodom. On the basis of schus, we can mizake a chayfetz and give it away to a person. Let's say, I want to give him a tonne, Ruven wants to give him a tonne to Levi, and Levi is not with him, so he tells Shimon to be Zeche in the Chayfetz for Levi. So that's Zochin Leodom. But here it's the reverse. It's Zochin Meodom. In other words, the Schus consists in taking it away from the Israel. Because if it's not taken away, if it's not sold to the Goy, so then to be forfeited, it will be Osaba Noye. So that's the Zochin Meodom. So that's not so Shidva Poshut. So there is a Rashba Nidorim, that there is a distinction between Zochin Leodom and Zochin Meodom. Rashi Shiti in Gitnis, to the contrary, that we say Zochin Meodom also. So Bish, now this is a Gemore Daf Yud Gimel in Psochim, in the case of Reb Yechonon Chakukoye. So he told him, wait till Shovov, and if Shovov is approaching, then you sell it. So those Rishayim who say that we say Zochin Meodom, so it's on the basis of Zochin. How about Rishayim like the Rashba Nidorim, that we only say Zochin Leodom, but we do not say Zochin Meodom? So according to him, it's a special takone. In order to be matzil the Yisroel from Hefzet, so there's a special takonis chachomim that the Sheimer has to sell it. So it's not a deraisdik aloche, but it's a special takonis chachomim. Im konu shum dovo b'chometz achar shei shoiz. Now chometz is osa banoi achar shei shoiz. Midrais is osa. Suppose he makes an exchange. He makes the exchanges, let's say, a loaf of bread for an orange. So, how about, is he allowed to have hanuya from the orange? So, the aloha is muta. Mipnisha chomets in it, teif is domov. Domov. You know, only two things are teif is domov. Avedizore and shviz. Hegdesh is not teif is domov, it's a din of pidyon. But avedizore and shviz, there is no pidyon. But it's teifes domi. So, but chome, all the other isuranoi, let's see, because the whole of chomes are not teifes domi. Only avidzore and chviz is teifes domi. So that's why it says in konushum dovo bechomets, achashe shois, muta mutnesha chomets, in a teifes domov. Once in the Israeli papers, so there was a joke circulating in newspapers that a fisherman was advertising in the Shnas HaShmite his fish, and he says there is no chashvis in his fish. So that was mentioned as a joke, but it's not such a joke, because by shvis there is a loch of tvises domim. So if somebody will exchange, let's say, the pair of shvis, make a barter between the perishvis and fish, so the fish will be osa ba'achiles. So I mean, you have to be neig dushashvis, so it's not such a joke. But anyway, there are two isurim that are teifes domim. That is shvis nabdizor, but all the other isurim are not teifes domim.